In light of the growing tensions around the Temple Mount following last week's deadly terror attack and the countermeasures taken by Israel, including the placement of metal detectors at the entrance to the holy site, we are joined by on the line by Yaakov Peri, a former head of the Shin Bet, Israel's security agency, and a member of Knesset on behalf of Yesh Atid. And you are also a member of the Knesset's Foreign Affairs and Defense Committee, a former minister. Thank you for joining us on the line.
Thank you for having us.
Can you please share with us how you see the situation unfolding around the Temple Mount these days?
Well, the situation is, as everybody can see, is very fragile, very sensitive, and it's a outrage of Palestinians who came to the conclusion that Israel is trying or aiming to change the status quo. Which is not true. Every holy, sensitive place in the world is protected. Mecca in Saudi Arabia, the Vatican in Rome, and many other holy places are really tight, secured. And I don't think that if Israel will add some tools to tighten the security means, it's a change of the status quo, and I hope it will prevail.
But would you say that the metal detectors are essential? Is keeping them at this point maybe counterproductive?
I think that after the horrified terrorist act that we have seen last week, and the fact that ammunition were smuggled or stolen or hidden in the Temple Mount, it's a must to tighten the security belt. And I hope that even the Palestinians and those who are trying to straighten the political argument around Temple Mount will understand it as well.
But would you say they are effective? Do you think the decision to put them there was based on thorough security work, or perhaps was more of a quick political fix to show something was being done?
I'm 100% convinced that the decision is pure security. And there is not an hermetic proof, not for intelligence and not for physical security means. But when and after this terrorist act, I think that the conclusion to tighten the security bell, to add these electronic gates, are not a political decision, but a pure security one.
What would you say is the real problem that the Muslims, prayers and officials have with metal detectors?
As I have told you before, the problem or the discussions around the Temple Mount is a long historic one. And both religions, Islam and Judaism, have the holiest places, or most holiest places, in this small geographical territory. I think that by putting this kind of gate or another kind of gate, nothing will help the sacred place, and it will tighten security, and I think it's the interest of both sides.
We've heard a lot about conflicting positions by the Shin Bet or the police about keeping the metal detectors or taking them down. What do you think should be done?
No, I said that I think that a security belt should be tightened. I don't want to go into the argument. It's an argument which involves all kinds of throwing blames, who is in charge and who is to blame after this act of terror. No doubt that the Shin Bet should have been at least doing its best to prevent it. But as I mentioned before, intelligence is not 100% proof. And as well, the physical protection, which is the charge of the police, is not 100% proven. So I think the argument is less important to tighten security is much more essential.
Would you say that the atmosphere today reminds you of the atmosphere in 2000, before and after Sharon's visit to the Temple Mount, the beginning of the Second Intifada?
Well, there are some similarities, but of course every period, every timing, the reasons are changing. In 2000, the fact that the Prime Minister, the late Prime Minister Sharon, wanted to go and to visit the Temple Mount and provoked the Second Intifada or the beginning of the Second Intifada. There are also people, or a lot of people say that that's not the real reason, but it wasn't an outcome of a terrorist act, a brutal and a deadly act of terror. So there are similarities in the conflict, but not in the case itself.
But what can be done now to ease tensions and maybe to find some kind of a compromise?
Well, it's the role not only of the government of Israel, it's also Saudi Arabia, Jordan, which is a key player in this argument and issue. And I think that everybody should understand that it's the interest of everybody, Islam, Judaism, governments, people, Jews and Palestinians, to try to protect these holy places better than it was protected before the act of terror.
Are you hopeful that tomorrow's prayers will go smoothly as planned, or are you expecting more violence tomorrow?
Unfortunately, I expect that the violence will be tomorrow as well. But I hope that it will be less and less, because everybody knows that there is no other solution but to give the one who wants to pray to enter. And if he will be checked a little bit more, it shouldn't be an obstacle to worship or to work his God.
Okay. Member of Knesset Yaakov Peri from Yesh Atid and former head of Shin Bet, thank you very much for joining us today.
Thank you.